Emily here from The Morning X, and I have more of a comment than a question. Yeah, this one's for Nick and Dick on sports. So, you know LeBron James, right? And you know that he's what some people would call one of the best basketball players ever, right? Well, so my thing is, LeBron and the way that he dribbles the ball is similar to me, actually, and the way that I handle the show. And some might consider that I am the LeBron James of our sports segments. So more of a comment than a question still. I just don't understand why you would leave your LeBron James out on your sports podcast. That's crazy. If you're making a roster and you're picking people for your team, why would you not pick LeBron James? Anyways, whatever. Coach's decision, I guess. This is Nick and Dick on sports.
This week on the show, who should start at quarterback for the Longhorns? How about them Cowboys? How about them Texans? And is Jason Dick a total troll? And now, your host, totally not a troll, Jason Dick.
Yeah.
Thank you and welcome to episode 161, Nick and Dick on Sports podcast. It's 10:32 a.m. on Thursday, September the 16th. Ready yourself for these fire bonus content takes. My assistant host, the great, riled up Nicholas Hajda. What's up, buddy?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Cool as a cucumber, this guy.
Really?
Yeah. Just a nice, cold cucumber temperature.
What happened?
98 degrees.
When did we turn it up?
I know. Why do you want to revisit what cranked him up? He had some Granny's tacos and brought it back down.
Tell me about your process. I was trying to figure out. I'm trying to learn.
You made me just remember the last 10 years of my life. What are you talking about?
That's what it is every time. The best 10? Where did you, the fork in the road moment? Because I do sometimes think, I'm like, man, should have been an accountant. Should have just gone to accounting school. Where would I be today?
It's when he decided to no longer pursue his internet fame. He likes to say he was internet famous.
He was burning up the chat rooms, the internet forums.
That's none of that what I say. I used to moderate the number one RPG maker website on the internet. That's a fact. I didn't say it was internet famous. I just did that. I have moderation experience.
So if you would have leaned into that and instead of radio.
Nothing. I would be in the same spot.
Right. I would say in the Rick and Morty alternate universe scenario situation, like this, you know what? Scratch that. I'm going to do Back to the Future 2 alternate timelines. This is one of the better, the higher trajectory timelines for you.
I mean, I remember one time I was like, I felt just like in a really warm, safe, dark space. And then there was this light and there's some asshole in this surgical mask that slapped me. And I was like, I should have just crawled back up. That was it. That was it.
Staying in the womb. That's where you made the mistake. Yeah. Is by coming out.
If you want to get legit, my mom kicked me out of Gerald in sixth grade to go to Georgetown because she taught sixth grade. She was like, I don't want to teach my kid.
Uh-huh.
They're all going to laugh at you and make fun of you. Or she would have to be extra tough on me or something. And so I went to Georgetown, didn't like it. They all laughed and made fun of me. So I went back to Gerald, but I could have actually gone to like a real school and had real hopes and prospects. And I also went to...
So you're saying leaving Georgetown was the problem?
I mean, if I had gone to Georgetown, you know, maybe I would have been part of a better football program or something. They would have, you know, built me up and made me stronger and tougher and everything, give me confidence. I don't know. That whole thing was a big...
Hang on, did you puss out ask out of Georgetown?
Course.
You said, I don't like it here. I want to go back to your school, mommy.
Yeah. How long did you make it?
You know why? Because all look at this fucking dude from Gerald. Look at this fucking Hodgson from Gerald. Literally, that is it. That is exactly 100% it.
How long did you make it?
Half a semester.
Did you go in ready to embrace it?
Half a year, a semester. What? I mean, fine. I was like, okay, whatever. Great.
This was your first time having to go to a new school, though, right? Because I assume you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, looks like our hour is up for this week, but I'll talk to you again next week.
There's also a decision where I decided not to go to UT or try to go to UT because all my family was like, just go to ACC and transfer in. That'll be fine. Fucking idiots.
That one, there you go. Nice save.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dave, because I edited that. Thanks.
The ass to the ass, Jesus. Dave B is here. Dave, what's up, my dude?
What's up, fellas?
Yeah.
I'm
Let's
happy.
Do it.
Football's back.
Yeah.
Spurs are about to get into training camp, like everything's.
Oh, no. Spurs.
Well, your Ava's microphone volleyball is still set team for the is same undefeated. Volume.
Okay.
All Things right. are good.
How old is Ava now?
She's in the sixth grade. She's 11.
Okay. She playing middle school volleyball?
Yeah.
In sixth grade?
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, you had to wait till seventh grade to play the athletics.
Sixth, seventh, eighth is middle school. Seventh, eighth is junior high.
Eden has volunteered to be the third and fourth grade volleyball coach, so things are going to get interesting because...
Third and fourth grade volleyball coach? Yeah. Is that where the younger one is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. They have volleyball coaches? In
yeah.
What the fuck is... Oh, you know what? I forgot. You're off in private school land. You guys, you don't play by the normal rules, all right? My kids are out here having to duck COVID in the public school streets, all right? Dave's kids already had COVID. It's fine.
You what?
He said multiple kids. I want to know what other ones you're hiding.
Who knows? Real quick. Casey Thompson's going to start over Hudson Card Saturday night. Longhorns, Rice, Barnburner.
Dave
B is pumping his fists right now. So I guess I got his answer. Is this the correct move?
Like I said all along and never wavered. Obviously, you want to go with the veteran experience of Casey Thompson.
Uh-huh.
That's who you want to bring into the mean streets of Fayetteville?
No, they were in Fayetteville.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was the mistake.
That's who you
want to
bring
made.
Into that hostile environment of the mighty Arkansas powerhouse
right,
program.
Right, right.
I mean, we talked about this on the other whatever show. This seems like the kind of game that you would put Hudson Card back in and let him regain some confidence versus just letting Casey Thompson beat up on what is presumably a weak Rice team.
Very weak.
And then having, no idea whether he's really good or not.
Right. So weak, they took Arkansas into the fourth quarter tied 17-17.
Are you trying to sing the praises of Rice now?
I'm not at all.
I'll give you Rice plus 26. That's the line. You ready to go?
No.
Plus 30.
Make it 35, and we've got a wager.
34.5.
He's always angling. Always angling.
I'm trying to give you.
You just jumped five.
I
points.
Gave you 8.5 free points.
Casey's gonna run it up so he can show what he's got.
Well, but that's Nick's point. Is he showing what he's got by beating up on Rice? Now you were pumping your fist saying about Casey Thompson.
That's my guy. That's who I wanted from the beginning.
Why is he your guy? Why did you want him from the beginning?
I don't know. Why do you like what you like? I just liked what I saw at the Alamo Bowl. Everything I heard coming out of the camp, I was like, no one has super separated themselves.
When we were debating Tony Romo, Dak Prescott, Tony gets hurt, yeah. Dak takes over.
Yeah.
And
I also chose the white guy in that scenario.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I said a bad word. I can't throw rocks and stuff.
No.
The thing was is that the reason that the Cowboys said they went with Dak was because he had the locker room. That all the players were responding to him.
I feel like this is a real apples and oranges situation. But at that point, because he had caught fire, I mean, were the Cowboys 8-0? Surely not. But they were playing very well. What?
You still didn't want to see the writing on the wall. I told you after week three or four, there's no fucking way.
You know when I was sold on Dak Prescott?
When you
last
saw his
Thursday
knees to
night.
Nuts.
Last Thursday night.
That's because you're you.
Well, yes. You know what? I'm a sample size kind of guy.
No, you're not.
Prove
you're
it to
holds,
me.
Holds it against
prove
somebody.
Prove it to
see,
me.
You have to.
Prove it to you. How many playoff games did Romo win, but you still loved him?
He had many seasons. See, that's the thing. You want to talk about playoff games. That's a tiny little sample size. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. So if a dude is over.
Taylor Heinicke. Tyler Heinicke, whatever his name is.
If a guy is 0-3 in the playoffs, it's like, oh my God, what a fucking loser. This guy can never get it done. But when you watch him over the course of many football seasons, and you watch closely and you have a refined eye, you begin to appreciate the subtle nuances that make him vastly underrated. Now, at the
Jason's
time,
he's really focusing on Dak Prescott when he's watching three TVs and the Red Zone channel. Yeah, he's really doing a fine eye on that. When the 5 seconds that they put him on the Red Zone.
I'm sorry that my brain is computing at a faster rate than your brain is. All right, maybe stop feeding it that poison. How about that for an idea?
That was the reason that the Cowboys gave was that he had the backing of the locker room, the players, and that was what we heard about Casey Thompson. Coming out of camp. Was that
did we hear that?
I swear Dennis De La Pena told it to us. I don't have the refined ear that you do.
Well, it's funny because the sample size, first of all, let me now just back up to my racist comment and say that I wish that I didn't have to feel icky, that I am sort of rooting for the white guy, mm-hmm. because I'm not rooting for the white guy because of his whiteness. I just think that he's the more skilled player. Man, I shocked Ed Clements with a whiteness take yesterday. You know how tough that is to do?
I've heard some of Ed's things. He used like a racist Indian term the last time I tuned in.
No, look, I believe that Hudson Card is a better athlete. I think if you put the two of them in a foot race, Hudson Card would win the foot race. But everybody has decided that Casey Thompson's a better athlete because of Hudson Card's whiteness. Mm-hmm. And so I did that exact bit right there. And Ed just goes, whiteness? Oh, my God. What are you talking about? Oh, Jesus Christ. And I was like, sorry, Ed.
Did you startle him into a Sue Patrick plug?
Like, you had to stop Dave to get in a joke that only people who listen to that other show would possibly. Good job. What's up? You'd like to know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, look, I truly am just for whoever is the better quarterback. Here's just my issue with the situation is that Sarkisian, he knew this was the most important, biggest decision that he would make when he got here in January. And I assume he's seen every pass that both of these guys have thrown since then. In spring training, spring practice, the spring game, all the scrimmages, training camp, all the things. And he decided Hudson Card is the man. And then he had two bad quarters in Arkansas. And now we've changed course on that. Hold on. He also said on Monday, just minutes after saying that Casey Thompson was going to start the game, which, by the way, I'm not surprised by. And he said, this was something I thought was very, he said, it's fair. We thought it was fair to Casey to let him start. I agree with that. I think that, yeah, after the way that Hudson played, it's fair to let the other guy, if it was that close, have an opportunity. But he said of the offensive line, which is the true problem, okay? If you want to talk about how terrible Hudson Card played, he did not play as bad as Denzel Okafor and the rest of that offensive line. That was a disaster. They have all kinds of, I don't know all the personnel there, but there's talk about how you can bring in this other guy, move Kerstetter back inside to guard, and then flip somebody, get Okafor out of there. But he's not going to change the offensive line at all. He said they need time. They need time to play together and learn the system, so we're going to stay the course there. We're going to stay the course with the offensive line, but with the quarterback position, we are going to knee-jerk put in the other guy.
You've never talked out of both sides of your ass before?
I'm not coaching the motherfucking Longhorns for $6 million a year. But maybe I should. I am a professional sports talk host. Talking out of both sides of my ass is literally my job.
I mean, you can't do worse than the coaches they've had. So, like, you literally could not do worse with the program. But no, that is I understand why that sounds like he's talking out of his ass and everything. And there may be a little bit, but it is different when you have the quarterback is a much more important thing. If you don't have a good quarterback, and I mean, like I said, Casey Thompson outperformed Hudson Card. So just the eyeball test says that he should be starting versus Hudson Card. But the offensive line does need time to gel. Now, I think that we just have bad offensive lines. I think that Texas football does not make offensive linemen anymore, and that's kind of part of the problem. You got to go get the hogs from wherever, maybe Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's game two, okay?
Well, like,
can everybody just calm the fuck down already? I heard some of your callers on the sports show that you host the other day, and it's just like they're already like, what are we doing, man?
It might be game two, but it doesn't matter. That it's not so much that they lost. It's how they lost. They got the shit kicked out of them. It was embarrassing. You can't not expect changes coming.
Well, but he made one change.
Yeah, the most important change. Everyone agrees the quarterback position is the most important. Also, when you were talking about the offensive line, this is all I'm going to say is, they did not do a great job, but they gave him opportunities, and he didn't capitalize. There was at least two, if not three plays, where we had wide receivers wide open for touchdowns or like 40, 50-yard chunk plays, and Hudson didn't get the ball
went
there.
Went right through Jordan Whittington's hands.
One of them went through his hands. What about the other ones?
Two of them went through his
hands. Whatever. Where he just completely missed him.
If there were three plays that he missed, guys, there are three plays where he made a pass to a dude and he dropped it. Okay?
Right.
Like, what happened in that game is that Texas got fucking punched in the mouth right away, and Hudson Card, because of his experience, or maybe he got spooked, maybe he was Sam Darnold, I'm seeing ghosts out there, but they lost the game because he couldn't bring them back. I don't know if he got rattled or whatever it is. And that's why you make the switches, because you need a stabilizing veteran presence, the quarterback. But the rest of it is just like, hey, we're not a good football program right now. We're not going to – just because you brought in Coach Steve does not mean like, okay, now we're in the playoffs. Now we're doing this. And that's the problem with the Longhorns and their fans, is you think that it's just – if we just get the right coaching staff or we're calling the right scheme, that's all it's missing. No, you're missing the athletes, the recruiting players,
sidebar,
the years of building that Nick Saban has done to get to where he is because he's rolling in five-star recruits.
Sidebar, who has a more talented roster, Texas or Arkansas?
I don't know.
Texas.
I don't know. I don't know if it is. How do we know that? Because they're Texas?
Because they're always in the top 10, listen, and Arkansas hasn't snipped a top 25.
Texas might be sucking dick lately by our standards. Arkansas was 3-7 last year, 2-10 the year before that, 2-10 the year before that.
Well, their guys came and kicked your guys in the mouth, so I don't know. Maybe they are. Now, I do think that there is a very legitimate part of this, of the fact that Arkansas apparently still hates Texas because back when the Eyes of Texas was a firmly racist, we played them.
Here we go.
And so, like, so you're walking it like, you know, that was a rivalry game. That was a huge moment.
The Eyes of Texas was what?
Racist.
What were a firmly?
A firmly racist. I don't know, dude.
Don't dissect. Hey, we just let you roll with
Koopa
it.
Koopa Show, yes, dissect? No. Thank you so much for helping me out, motherfucker. The point is that was a charged-up atmosphere for them. And for Texas, it was like, hey, we're hoping to just kind of coast against this team. Like, they obviously took them for granted or didn't, weren't taking it seriously enough, I would assume, whatever word you want to use for those things. But like, I think that was also a huge part. It was just the fact, you know, that football is an emotional game. This is why the games aren't played on paper. It's because this kind of shit happens. It's football, and it's unfortunate that it makes us look like fools.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's Florida State and USC.
They looked to me like they didn't practice. Like they did not. They just.
It's the same thing that happens all the time with the Longhorns. Is we have one good game where we look, and Sam Ellinger goes, "We're back." And it's like, no.
Well,
you're not back.
Well, right, and I thought that I was really hoping. Am I just a crazy entitled Texas fan? I thought that this coaching regime was going to be the one to stop that. That there wasn't going to be any resting on our laurels.
You could bring Nick Saban over, and it wouldn't matter because you don't have the recruiting. You don't have the depth of talent.
No, they are a talented team,
but they're not.
They didn't lose the game because of talent. They lost the game because they were unprepared and unmotivated. Right?
Agreed. I wouldn't say unmotivated, but unprepared. Yeah,
I don't know if Texas has the talent. And again, I'm just like, clearly they don't on the offensive line. That's been an issue forever. And our best offensive lineman that I can name in the last 10 years is Connor Williams, who is a complete fuck up for the Cowboys and an embarrassment.
I wouldn't call it an
embarrassment. I assume that he is just there so that the coaches can be like, hey, if you're not careful, Connor Williams is going to come take your job. He's the fucking offensive line boogeyman of the Cowboys.
Dave, I hear you, and I know the point in the game where they were clearly like, okay, we're just going to start taking shots every play here, and Greg McElroy was busting on Hudson Card for his long ball, and when Greg McElroy starts busting on your long ball, that's a problem. He's talking about how he's got to play his slice like he's a golfer or something like that, or the wind, I don't know.
Does McElroy sound like Herb Street to you? I can't tell you how many times I'm like, is Herb Street on the call? Now that I know it's him and it's 2 weeks in,
I'll have to go.
I mean, anybody that's not John Madden, Al Michaels, or, you know, like, they're all the same to me. They're just generic announcer guy.
Hi there, I have the golden voice. So they let me talk about this guy in short shorts.
I think that was the last time Nick watched a game. John Madden was on the call. He's been out of it for 15 years. So those were clearly a problem. Look, Jordan Whittington drops that pass in the end zone. It was 3-0 Arkansas. I think if he catches that ball, Texas might win the game. But look, the game was a disaster, I would say, from everybody, top to bottom. Casey Thompson looked good when he came in the game when Arkansas had already won it and the rest of Texas had said, we don't give a shit anymore. Here's the thing. I am not for Hudson Card. I'm not for Casey Thompson. This is who I back. Logic. Okay, and to me, I don't see the logic in this move. If you are saying that Casey Thompson is now the starter and Hudson Card is not, if you're saying, hey, this is the Rice game, we're going to let Casey Thompson go out there and show what he's got, and then there's going to be a reevaluation period, I like that look a lot better. But there's, I mean, you have to believe that Casey Thompson's going to light it up because they're playing Rice. And so, and then they play Texas Tech after that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's quite likely, if you're saying he's the starter now, he's not going to do anything in the next 2 weeks to relinquish that job. And so he might grab the job when he is the less talented player. And look, if he goes, if Texas winds up 10-2, then and Casey Thompson's the man, then I'm like, okay, fine. But I just feel like I don't know that your logic holds water, Steve.
I'm not saying this is what happened. I'm just saying, is it within reason that Steve wanted Casey, the comparison, that they were so close as the player that important people like boosters wanted Hudson, and he was like, I think Casey's better, but it's close enough. I can go with Hudson, and this is his chance to put in the guy that he wanted to start.
I don't think he's listening to boosters at all.
Look, I think that
I think wait, so he wanted to start Casey Thompson all along, but listen to the you just wrote a whole fan fiction thing on the
I just said, is it possible?
I mean,
a new coach in Texas.
Sure.
Coaches say all the time how it sucks at Texas because all these rich donors want to have your ear and have their input or whatever. I'm not saying that Casey was substantially better than than Hudson. I'm just saying, like, if it was close and he was getting pressure, would he have been like, oh, or maybe he always wanted to start Casey and this is his excuse to be like, I gave Hudson the chance. Let's go with Casey.
Just for the record, Dave B. at P. Dave B. on Twitter is saying that Red McCombs called Steve Sarkisian and said, you better put that white guy in. Hook him.
I mean, that was the implication, right? That the boosters want the white guy?
Nope. Nope, if that's what you drew from your own, that's on you.
Based on what I've heard Dennis tell us about this entire process, is that that seems kind of like that they wanted Casey Thompson to be the guy, and he never separated himself from Hudson Card. And
they,
so you go
the Texas coaching
staff, yeah, Coach Steve, the guy making the decision. And look, I think it could be very easily a case of the fact that Hudson Card looks really good at practice, and then when he goes into a game against an opponent that's kicking his ass and in this huge hostile environment, he got rattled. And so I think that this is more of a move of protecting his confidence than you think that Casey should be starting quarterback. Also, I think that Steve Sarkisian has to be a little bit like, if we fuck up against Rice, I'm fired.
He's so not going to be fired. He has a six-year game. He's not going to be fired.
I heard the calls. They're calling for. They're already like, did we make a mistake? Who's responsible for hiring these idiot coaches?
I'm kind of worried that we might not have the right guy.
two games in, I'm kind of worried that we don't have the right guy.
Tom Herman never had a game as bad as Saturday. I might have to go back and check. We lost to Kansas. So I can't say Charlie Strong never had a game. But a game where we just showed up and were that unprepared, like I said, it appeared as if they didn't practice, right?
Yeah,
they didn't
it was
do
bad.
Anything
it was bad.
Good. There was nothing good in the game.
But see, again, I think that was just emotion, the human element, the Arkansas. They were just up for this game. I mean, yes, there were some,
yes.
But that's been a problem with the University of Texas since Mac Brown.
Dave
is overconfident.
Is your scenario possible? Yes, of course. Anything is possible, said the great Kevin Garnett. I think what Nick said is much more likely. Is that Hudson Card, in his second ever college start, went into a very hostile environment and got freaked out. Coach Steve said on Monday, he looked antsy in the pocket. And you know what that says to me? That this kid needs reps, okay? You remember what you said about the offensive line, that they need time? They need time together? To me, Hudson Card needs reps.
But just like that's what they say with the young quarterbacks, is you have to protect their ego and their confidence. Like if he's not able to do it against Rice...
Well, you know what would be good for his confidence is going out against Rice and, you know, slinging
it
around.
What would be better is if you say, hey, just chill out. Don't worry about the game. Don't worry about starting. Don't worry about the fact that everyone in Austin thinks that you're a bitch and hates you. Just let's go out there and just take a breath, pause, reset, and then bring him in there in the second half when you should be comfortably ahead against Rice and let him get those reps and let him do all those things where there's literally no pressure.
Just one word. Barring injury, how many more games does Hudson Card start this season? Dave?
Barring injury?
Right.
None.
Nick?
I'm going to take the over.
Over none?
Over none.
Okay. Why do you say none?
I don't think Casey gives the job back. I think he's a good quarterback.
I think that what's going to happen is they're going to run into Oklahoma and Dallas, get their asses kicked again, and we're going to be doing this whole dance
right now.
That's
why I'm like, it is definitely not a good thing to be switching back and forth. Your starting quarterback, right?
Tell that to your future Super Bowl champion, the San Francisco 49ers. Maybe not. No, obviously not. Obviously not.
Trey Lance Stan over here.
Yeah, it's strictly a fantasy take that he's trying to wish to fruition.
Pretty sure he's 100% touchdown passes in his career.
He only threw one pass in that game, right?
One pass, one TD.
Okay, good job.
Take that, Tom Brady.
What have you adjusted your? I don't even remember what we said, but your expectation. What is the Longhorns' record at the end of the regular season?
I had him at 8-4.
So you wouldn't change that now, right? Because if you said 8-4, you figured that they were going to lose to Louisiana or Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They always lose a game that
so
they shouldn't
right
on
track,
top of that.
According to Dave.
Here, let me steal a playbook from Jason. I don't care about what number it is, whether it's 8 wins or 9 wins. I just want to see a coherent team and feel like we're heading in the right direction. That's what I want. I want to know that we have all the players in the right players and the right coaches in position. That's what I want from this season.
That was good, Nick.
That's also what I really want. I feel that way. I made that seem like I was making fun of Jason, but whatever my number was, I would probably lower it. I would lower it. Just especially because now, like, with this whole SEC move, like, everywhere you go in there, they're going to be like, fuck these guys. So every environment is going to be a hostile environment. Now, it already was.
Oh, everywhere they go. I was like, they don't have any more SEC games.
I mean, there are people. I think it was the Texas Tech game where they were chanting Go Big 12 or something, or maybe it was just, I don't know. People are going to be very hostile against them. And just now, like, you look weak. It looks like weakness.
Next Texas time Tech card, chanting Go Big 12 while adding Cincinnati, Central Florida, Houston, and BYU.
Is,
you know what that is? That's when you put the Make-A-Wish kid in and let him score a touchdown, okay?
I understand that, but it demonstrates the sentimentality that all the other teams in the football hate us more than ever. That's the point you take away.
Right.
Can I say something that's not important? I don't know if you guys noticed or not.
No. We've only been saying important things up until now, but let's go to the...
Did you notice in the post-game interview that they actually had... I don't care when fans or even team people do the horns down. They had horns down graphics playing on the Jumbotron as they were doing the post-game interview. I was like,
With the coach?
Yes.
No, I didn't...
Like the stadium. The stadium had it on the Jumbotron.
I was out real quick at the end of that game.
So I was like, I guess this is just going to be the new standard. Every time we lose to Ole Miss, Mississippi State, they're going to have the old horns down on the Jumbotron?
Of course. This
I
is
think
not
what
new.
Nick said is that Arkansas probably hates us more than anybody. Like, Oklahoma hates us a little bit, but they own us. So how much can they hate us?
Yeah.
Texas A&M is all butthurt about us, but they're living their best life over there. Arkansas is like they really hate us.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get some beefs on?
Okay.
To the personal beefs section of the podcast, which I feel it's got great promise today. Dave B.
Uh-oh.
Strengthen your spirit, okay? Let me explain.
There is nothing wrong with my spirit.
Let me explain.
I don't feed the troll engine.
I'm
go ahead. Troll.
Let me, literally move my microphone in the studio so I'm over on Dave B's side. You tell me strengthen their spirit. I got their side no matter what.
Let me lay out what I believe to have happened. And then, Dave, if I misguide the people in any way, you'll have your chance to point that out, all right? Dave contacts me Sunday morning asking if the betting window is open. I book some wagers for Dave and others time to time. Happy to do so. I like gambling. It's fun. So Dave has a 6-team teaser that he wants to throw my way. I can explain to you what a 6-team teaser is, but just trust that it's not a good way to make money, and it's for degenerate loser gamblers.
It's a fun lottery ticket.
Yeah, that's sure. That
until Jason ruins the fun for you.
That is correct. So yeah, Dave picks it. He needs 6 bets to come through, and if they do, he pays off 6-1. And so I book it for him, and then I don't know. A couple hours into Sunday, his 6-team teaser's looking real fucking good, and so I message him. I guess if he lost, he owed me 15. If I lost, he gets $90. That's it, right?
Yep.
And so I messaged him. What did I say? That I would let you out for 30, or I would like to buy out for $30 because there's still a lot of football to be played.
Yep.
And Dave said that was an insulting offer. Did I up it to 40?
You did.
I said 40.
Final offer.
Then Dave tried to get me to 75, and I was like, "There's no way your EV is that high." I said, "Good luck to you, my friend." And then I think I told him exactly what was going to happen: is that Pittsburgh was coming to get his ass. And then over the course of the next couple of hours, he needed Buffalo to win the bet. And as you watched, you know, Steelers block punt, and Josh Allen sucks now. And the Steelers win the game. And yeah, I was sending some celebratory texts Dave's way. Dave B had been active as fuck all morning long, texting the Jason and Jake group, the Jason and Nick group. He's sending just me texts. He's fucking just bebopping and scatting from across town all over the place. And then all of a sudden, Pittsburgh Steelers wake up call for Josh Allen, dead silent. My guy goes into fucking hiding because he's lost a $15 bet.
Go ahead. You get in there.
No, because I'm a pile on you here. It was also hilarious that Dave was just texting us updates from like the Houston Texans game.
Because he's a Houston Texans fan. You're like, Dave, we're watching some of the best football ever.
Yes, it's week,
and you're watching
it's week
Texans
one.
Jags.
The Texans are going to suck. This was my week to have fun.
Did you see that awesome play from Mark Ingram? No, Dave, we didn't. We saw no action.
Zach Wilson, New York Jets text. And I'm like, wow, are you only watching the worst games ever over there?
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen of the court, do I have the floor now?
Yes.
First and foremost, you sent the initial, I'll buy you out for 30-40 as a troll because you don't care. You just wanted to see if I would take the cheese.
He wants to laugh at you for only taking
$30. Yes, I promise you, I know
like
how
you,
he is.
All you needed was the Bills to close it, and you could have had all this money.
This has happened before. We made a bet like 10 years, 5 years ago with the Cavaliers and the Warriors, and I let him out early because I didn't really care who won. I kind of was going for the Cavaliers and whatever. So I was like, I don't care about $20 or whatever it is. I'll let you out early. And he definitely made some sort of reference when my side would have won and I would have got full payment. Like, oh, haha, you should have been. I was like, I don't care. So I know that's how you roll.
That is not correct.
Yes.
If
I take your 30 or your 40, you're going to be like, man, you missed out on the extra $50. I know how you roll. But that's not it. The thing is.
Objection, Your Honor.
No.
Overruled.
I let you have the floor. He also, he failed to mention that with like 5 minutes left in the game, he sent me a text and said, I'll let you out for $5.
He did.
Yeah,
he did not mention that to me. I was there watching. Yeah.
Everything that I sent to him that point was, it wasn't even bet related. It was just the exciting things that were happening in the games that I was watching. I watch all 8 games as they happen. And so I'm just like sending random, this.
Also, like Dave said, this is a lottery ticket. And if I go down to, if I'm playing the lottery at the gas station, the Valero down the street from my house, and I scratch off and I get 5 numbers and I'm scratching off that 6th one, I'm all super excited. I think I just won the lottery. And then I miss it. And then the cashier says, oh, well, get some sort of asshole comment. I'm not going back to that fucking gas station.
Okay.
I'll drive further to go to a place that doesn't have this guy.
He left out like 3 texts that he sent were strictly troll texts. Big Ben, Steel City. Like it had nothing to do with anything. Yeah. They were just troll texts. And I've told him before, Jason is, I love him. He's a lovable guy. He's a great friend, but he's a troll. And I don't engage in trollness. I don't let him wind me up and go full Nick on him. I go, okay, cool. You're trying to push my buttons. Guess what? There's no fucking batteries in the remote. You can't push shit.
Jason, I think he pushed a little bit, but it's understandable. Jason's like that, you know, that delicious pepperoni pizza. They're like, this is fucking awesome. But then you just have the worst heartburn, and later on, it's 2 a.m, you can't fucking sleep. It's like, why did I do that?
Here's the situation. I forgot about the I'll let you out for $5 tax.
Yeah, convenient.
No, but here's the thing, okay? You guys have misidentified me as a troll, okay? Mm-hmm.
You are 100% the troll. Weasel DNA.
No, when I offered you $30 that I wanted out for $30, that's because that's what I believe your expected value at that point in the bet was between $30 and $40. And I was like, let me take out some of the variance and just buy out right now. I'm a man of the numbers, okay? I'm a numbers guy, not a troll guy.
Listeners, I cannot tell you how many times I've seen Jason type away on his phone during a song and then go... Why am I such a dick? But I'm not a troll. Like it literally happens every day. He's doing something.
I'm gonna come back to that in a second. When I said I'll let you out if you give me $5 of the 15 that you were inevitably gonna owe me, that was a real offer.
No.
It was because there were still the Buffalo could have still come back and gone nuts, and something crazy could have happened. And I that was what I believed the expected value of that bet was at that moment. And so I was.
If we were on the football field, that would have been 15 yards unsportsmanlike conduct.
Taunting.
Yes.
Also, see, I forgot. I didn't realize which troll text you were referring to. I thought you were just mad because I was sending the Big Ben exclamation mark Steel City text. But and Kenny, was it Kenny? Somebody was like, "Yeah, that's a dick move. Why are you rubbing it in?"
You're just poking.
I also have a bet here, okay? Dave B. made a bet, but I'm the other side of the bet. So am I allowed to root for my side when my side is winning? Am I allowed to? See, and this is what you say. I sometimes say, why am I such a dick? I understand, okay, that I might occasionally wander into some asshole behavior.
To make somebody have a negative reaction just because you enjoy causing the chaos and pull the strings. Right, sounds like a troll.
Put me on the therapist's couch now, all right? To me, this is...
Because your dad left you.
This is friendship, sorry, okay? This is why I play fantasy football and why I watch football and why I do things with my friends is so that we can fuck with each other. And that's why I like fucking with each other.
Now, how many of your friends share the sensibility?
I don't know.
You have a lot of friends that you're like, man, they're all weak spirits. They can't handle these hilarious friend jokes.
I was proposing this to Nick earlier this week, and I'm ready to concede that maybe it's me.
maybe.
But that it's... So we watch football on Sundays at our friend Kenny's house. You remember Kenny from two episodes ago. Racist Kenny.
He's not a racist.
Was that edited out? Did we leave that in?
No, I don't edit out what you guys say.
Okay, good.
Only what I say.
Kenny's not a racist. He's fine. However, I did that. Never mind.
Oh, you're about to out yourself?
I was going to tell you. I was trying to get you.
Say something about one of his best friends on our podcast.
I was going
to
try and get
you.
No, I was going to try.
Not a troll.
I was trying to get you to come over to Kenny's to watch the football with us. And I was like, Jake's coming today. Let's surround Kenny with Mexicans. And I was telling Kenny about this. But then I was like, I can't tell him to surround him with Mexicans thing because he doesn't know that we called him not a racist on the previous episode. Okay, we watch football on Sundays at our friend Kenny's house, and he has a room that he has described, he calls the football room, but truly, it's a nursery, okay?
It's the reason why he doesn't have a second child.
It's a bedroom, but like it's a small bedroom.
Yeah.
That he's put a big L-shaped sectional couch and a giant beanbag chair and three TVs on the wall. And so I've started calling it the fight room because I just feel like there's some energy in there that as soon as you go in there, it's like we're ready to start fucking getting after each other. And Kenny and I spent an hour on Sunday deliberating what the name of the Colts wide receiver, Zach Pascal, how do you say it? Because Kenny is insistent that it's Pascal. And I'm like, where the fuck are you getting this cue? Where does the cue sound come from?
See, here's the deal. I guarantee what happened is Kenny was trying to say, how do you say his name?
Pascal.
It's Pascal. Or Pascal. You put the emphasis is on the Pascal because of the French whatever things. It's, I think, what he was trying to do. Now, he just mistakenly said Pascal, but here's the deal: is when Jason Dick is in the fight room, he never lets you win. Well, and when you make the,
that's because you're losing all the time. I'm right and you're wrong. Okay, don't be wrong.
But you decide that. There's nothing I can say. There's no evidence I can do. I can't. You always deflect until you find a way.
I don't think it's.
But here's the deal: like I'm saying, like Kenny had to dig into his obvious fuck up just because because like everybody else, he's tired of losing to the dick man.
But and look again. I'm
throw some games.
I'm with Pascal.
There you go. That's what Google says.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dave. Good fact checking. look, I'm willing to concede that it might be me, but I was not involved in this. Nick was about to choke slam Jake. Like I thought that there was a physical altercation.
That's 24/7. It has nothing to do with any.
I think it's the fight room.
Okay.
They want to throw down all the time. I want to know what happened between the two of them that caused beef.
He's not.
Why would you even say joke. That on the pod?
You asked me why is that the thing? I'm telling you, that's the reason. And I said he is not. He is not at all. I just made several jokes about that.
He's gonna hear this. All right, don't apologize to Jake.
That's my apology. I'm sorry, Jake. For making jokes about that. It is not true, as far as I know. Okay, I'm gonna edit up. Because he will. He's going to get all mad about it. But what I was going to say is that that was actually like the most that we've gotten along in a long time.
Yeah, y'all were good for
so
a little while.
So I don't know
while,
why this whole Nick was about to jump down Jake's throat is. I think that's, again, that's all just shit in Jason's mind.
I was asking Jake to get me my Diet Mountain Dew out of the fridge, the nectar of the gods, because he was sitting in the fridge seat. And he was struggling, fumbling to get it. And Nick, you were clearly frustrated and then like climbed on top of him to grab it out of there for him.
Because it's not that hard, Jake. It's not that hard to get a Mountain Dew out of a fridge.
Think you had fight room intensity inside of you, okay?
No, what I had, and look, here, like I said, Jake and I, our relationship has never been better until he hears this. He will
y'all got
not
along well at the
stopped
draft.
Talking. His mouth never stops moving. And like it is just non-stop blah 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 blah. Half of it doesn't make sense, but it's just that's the problem. And so it's just this non-stop. And eventually, yeah, I'm just like, dude, just stop talking. It's not even that I have a problem with what you're saying. It's just like, just give my brain a second to breathe and absorb football. And just get up and get his Diet Coke, his Diet Mountain Dew out of the fridge. It's like,
anyway, hang on, Nick. Let me just take a picture of
you. Oh, see, not a troll. I don't know what I look like right now. I don't know what's going on, but Jason is stopping our podcast to take a picture of me, giggling his little ass off.
Looks like Papa Smurf gave you a facial or something.
Oh, my pen has exploded. Okay. See, again, a normal friend would just say that to me, but no, he has to take a picture of it.
Oh my god, I love you so much, man.
You're loving at me, not with me.
Okay. Oh shit, what did he do? Wipe ink on me? Don't put it on me. Okay, as I thought, there'd be some good beefs in there. I don't know, you guys have any beefs or anything else?
I don't think I have any beefs.
Any beefs? All right, good. I mean, excellent.
Yeah.
Look, here. I don't know. Do I stop being a dick to people? I don't know how to turn it off, man.
Okay.
So many people love this version of me. I can't undo it.
They're called listeners.
You,
your
yes,
friends.
You, exactly.
Listeners.
You. Yes.
You're not on the radio when
all
it's text
people,
time.
All those people. Dave pointed out to me that
look, people also thought that Deb was cool. Now I
gotta
edit that shit.
Whoa. Jesus Christ. Dave pointed out to me that somebody, a friend of mine, we believe, has quit his poker game because I made one.
Intended
as a fun but dickish comment to him in our poker league, and now he's out. And I sent him an apology, never replied.
What was your apology?
It was very
genuine.
Did it contain
the words, I'm sorry, or
yes.
I apologize?
Yes.
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 I'm about to see it.
Or did it? Was your apology explained to why he shouldn't be a mad at you?
I'm sorry that you're not as good as poker as I am.
Logically, you should not have to apologize for him. And if he just strengthened his spirit, he could no. Like,
okay, hold on.
Holding.
Let me see if I can read it.
Good. It gives me time to wipe ink off my face.
Oh, you got it. I mean, you can still see the little smudge,
so
but it's so
it.
Much better.
So I didn't get it. Okay, good. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, dude. I've been meaning to tell you this for a week and some now, and please read into me texting this what a pussy I am. I hope you didn't stop playing Dave's poker game because of me. I know I made a bad joke that came off real dickish to you. I'm sorry about that. I know you're enjoying playing, so if it was me who messed things up for you, please accept my apology and know that I keep it buttoned up now.
That is by normal standards, that's good. By Jason's standards, that's a fucking 105 bonus points apology.
See, that was a troll apology.
No, oh my God, no. No. That was good, bro.
No. The thing is, it's too good. So I know that he just got into this, like, it's like, hey, how can I go overboard with this apology so it just comes off as insincere and I obviously don't mean it because I would never apologize this well to him.
Okay, quick break and then maybe some slight sports takes.
You know what's fun? Sometimes Zeke will do something like that. He'll put a towel on or he'll put some shorts on or something and head down through the middle of the dressing room kind of spanking himself as he emulates a the riding the horse, and that's before a game. So you can see how what a asset he is on and off the field to the Dallas Cowboys.
Now if I fart, he'll just see a big cloud of baby powder.
You see, if you just say, hey, Nick, you have ink on your face. Can I take a picture of this for fun? Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm part of the joke, Jason. That's awesome. I love that. I'm a good spirit. Everything.
The way he did
when
it.
You just sit there and pause and take a picture, I don't even know what's going on. Just then you start cackling your ass off. It makes me feel like you're laughing at me, not with me. I'm just here to amuse you. Not that we're friends and partners.
It was just so money because it was like... It was right in the reeling, bubble, boiling over point of your take. That you then just,
so right when I'm on
just
the verge.
Grab your head and then it's covered in ink.
I agree. That sounds hilarious. But let me just recap. You saw me about to have a mental breakdown, and you thought that's the time that I'm going to sit there and make fun of him for having ink on his. That's my reaction to that. Not my friends in pain. Gosh, I should have left
right.
you broken back
Now we're
in
back
March.
Into the beefs. Dave went and got a taco out of the kitchen. Which
stop taking bites, Dave!
I've been talking for so long.
And I said, stop before we came back. I said, stop eating the fucking taco. And he said, why? And I said, because we have to do a podcast. And he goes, okay, one more bite. And then he takes an obnoxious, huge bite. And I'm going, hum, 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 hum,
and finished, you can't even tell.
Finished the huge bite while Nick and I were in discourse, and then just started continued eating more. It's fine.
If you reach for that again, I'm going to throw it at the wall as hard as I can.
Okay.
That's a bumbling.
Thanks,
move.
Granny's Tacos, for bringing the other guy's tacos that we eventually got 4 hours later.
Every once in a while, just to be cute or whatever, he'll just take an unbelievably large amount of food and stick it all in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like sometimes, see, this is the problem. I got to stop doing this. I'm like, sometimes it's fucking $19.99 a pound beef tenderloin that I have gotten sous vide. Perfectly seared for him, and he just takes it and eats it all in one bite. And I'm like, hey, you little fuck. You
know, hey, we're like on year three of you having a sous vide, and I have yet to taste any of your delicious meat.
Come
Keep
on,
chewing, Dave. Let's, I'll come on over. I'll boil you some meat. Okay. We should talk about the NFL. That's what people like, right?
Yeah.
How about them Cowboys? We haven't really spoken since they,
What are you giggling about?
They impressed versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
The hope should be high.
I mean,
Washington,
I never...
their only real competition in the NFC East is going Taylor Heineke. I guess I could be worried about the Eagles.
You should be.
I mean, I would still be worried about the Washington football team.
No, their defense is a farce. Their defense was supposed
Whoa.
To carry them. The Washington football team, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
they held Justin Herbert to... 19 points, something like that. What was the score of that game?
19.
Wasn't a lot.
And they're going to look good tonight because they're playing the Giants, but their defense is a farce.
Okay.
Well, they're going to look really good when they play the Cowboys because we have no offensive linemen left alive.
Well, that's why I was laughing.
Actually, wait, no.
DeMarcus Lawrence is defensive
guys.
Yeah, don't forget Collins is gone for 5 games. Gallup is out. Like, you guys are looking at 2-3, square in the eye.
Oh,
cool. You guys are still looking at 1-5.
Shall we wager on a 2-3 versus 3-2 situation? You win at 2-3. I win at 3-2.
Okay. $20.
Standard. $20, Dave B. Fucking. He's trying to impress you guys, listeners. All right, yeah. Dave B. is a $5 bet kind of guy. But he's over here, he's high rolling. Okay. I haven't even looked at the schedule. I'll tell you this: they're the dog on Sunday.
As well, they should be. I'm thinking they might
be. Hold on. Because the Chargers are better than them.
Yes.
Maybe the Chargers are better than them. Are you giving the Chargers home field advantage here?
No.
That game is going to be 87% Cowboys favorites.
Agreed. I might actually go over to Kenny's in that afternoon time slot just to see
I'm
you
sad.
Two go at it.
No, I'm going to be in Chicago.
Oh, God, are you serious?
Yeah.
The one time. They only play each other once every 4 years.
Man, I'm looking at the schedule. After the Buccaneers, which they are 0-1, Chargers, Eagles, Panthers, Giants.
Oh, you're so fucked, Dave.
No, I looked at the schedule. Yeah.
Oh, because you're an Eagles guy.
I think they're going to lose to the Eagles. I think they probably lose to the Chargers. Even if they win one of those games, they'll fuck up against one of the next two teams. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I have 2-3. You have 3-2.
I truly, what I said earlier, last Thursday was the first time that I truly believed in Dak. Because I was like, holy shit, this guy. I've always said.
Did you miss the first 4 weeks of last year when he was on pace to smash everything?
They were 1-5.
Congrats, they're 0-1.
I will say, a lot of those yards were garbage time
Yes.
I think. So the Dak was going to throw for 6,000. He must be great. It's overrated. I never doubted Dak. I also never really was that worried about his ankle. It's just everything is a surprise to Chris Collinsworth because, like, he just was like, I didn't know he would be this good. Like, everybody, if you read anything about the injury, it was like, because it's a clean break and not ligament damage, he should be fine. So
I even look, I thought he wasn't quite as fleet of foot as he normally looks, and it is clearly something still. I think he was floating his passes a little bit because I don't think his arm is totally there. But, like, the way that he's still, and that Tampa Bay defense. I don't know. Are they a farce, Dave?
Like, no,
I think that defense
real.
Is supposed to be for real. And you put up 30
lost a bunch of secondary guys.
30 points against that team. I have high hopes for this Cowboys team, despite losing DeMarcus Lawrence hurts a lot.
Look, I have the same
but
amount
the schedule
of hopes for the Cowboys. It's just the fact that
exceptional.
It's a good schedule. So it happens when you're a bad team the year before. Their defense is looking bad because of injuries and just because it is. So, like, it's still going to be the same thing where it's going to be a shootout every game and you're going to have lots of one-score games and it's going to go high variance. Like, the Cowboys schedule is what happened at the Buccaneers. They're going to have a chance at the end of the game and either they're going to get the ball at the end and win or they're going to come up short and lose by a field goal.
Super Bowl champions with Tom Brady.
It doesn't matter.
Okay?
That's just how every game is going to look for the Cowboys.
I think it matters. I would rather not play the Super Bowl champions every week.
How much money are y'all paying your linebackers to just sit there on the bench?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's almost like you should take defensive ends and pass rushers in the draft, Jerry.
Is that because, what are you saying, Dave? Because I know they're scheming now where a lot of times they only have two linebackers on the field or maybe
one. I saw
one.
Some sort of stat with Van Der Esch and Jalen they only played like 15% of the defensive snaps.
I think that might have been a Tom Brady special, but they were doing a dime package, nickel package, like all-time nickel and dime sort of situation.
I was surprised because I thought everybody was in love with Van Der Esch, at least his first 2 years. But
Yeah, and last year he did not do good, and everybody started hating him.
How about them Houston Texans? Don't be confused, Dave. Not a troll question. Legit question.
They are going to. Yes, I know what you're going to ask.
You don't know what I'm going to ask.
Go 1-17.
I'm not going to say could they actually be good. Could they be mediocre?
They could win the AFC South.
I mean, look.
Look.
Okay, they can't win the AFC
yes,
South.
Yes, they can. The AFC South is a bad division.
I guess everybody did look bad.
Yes.
Colts are a nightmare.
It's not because
lost
the Texans are good. It's because the division is bad.
But as a fan, you should not want them to, right?
Why?
I forgot Dave was the crazy Spurs guy. No, because you're losing Deshaun Watson. Tank when everybody expects you to be bad and get the number one draft pick so you can take Spencer Rattler.
Do we even have the number one draft pick this year? We gave away so many to get Tunsil.
Right.
I don't even know.
Right. Yeah, it might be traded away.
I hate that they're just – I'm glad that they're not playing Watson with all his pending legal woes, but I hate that he's still getting paid. Like, if you're going to have to miss the games because your off-field conduct is so poor and they're trying to skirt around to NFL suspension, but he's still going to get his millions.
Look, I'm...
Well, you should hate the NFL for not putting him on the commissioner's exempt list. He should be on... Because if he was playing right now, people would be fucking rioting, right? People would not stand for that. And so, yeah, you're forcing the Texans to bench him because you can't cut him. And their trade price is LOL. And so, yeah, I don't know what other option you have there. But, hey, Tyrod Taylor, I mean...
What did I tell you? He's
professional
very
quarterback. Yeah, he... he took a Buffalo...
Put that on the marquee, Texans.
He took a Buffalo Bills team with no notable offensive talent to the playoffs. He was terrible in Cleveland and lost his job to Baker because they were... I mean, they got Hugh Jackson. He lost every game.
Was he terrible, though? Didn't he get replaced on, like, the second or third game because of a hand,
sure
my
he,
wrist?
I'm
it
sure
was the
was
second
probably,
or third game.
He's probably terrible. And then the Chargers doctors stabbed him in the fucking lung. And so, yeah, I shame on me for just assuming that he was going to be the worst. Now, all of this...
Well, look, okay, again, much like I was trying to make a point about emotions and human elements with the Arkansas game, the Houston Texans have been the fucking laughingstock punching bag in the entire offseason. So if they come out in game one...
They have some pride?
Yeah.
They're going to let you know?
Yeah. Like, I could see them... That have been an emotional win. I mean, look what happened with Jacksonville last season where they beat the Colts in week one and then they never won a game.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. All of this could be just built... They could win the AFC South myth could be built on the back of they play Jacksonville, who I have – this is not a new take. I have said all along Urban Meyer is going to be a nightmare. He should take the USC job. We discussed this morning, Nick and I did. He should take the USC job, right?
Like right now, should he just rip the Band-Aid off and be like,
I don't know.
This?
Tell them, hey, don't hire somebody. Go do your shit. I'm going to fucking
– Why? Why should he not ride it out the 2 or 3 years with the Jaguars?
Because the USC job is available. USC is the sixth best job in college football.
And if Urban Meyer goes back to college football, there's like two, three programs that aren't firing their coach to get him.
Like, I just think,
because he flames out in Jacksonville, like unless it's just like the worst coaching job ever, it's not going to affect his reputation none. It's going to be like, oh, he's back to college.
I'm not talking about his reputation. Let's fuck up his reputation. Urban Meyer's an asshole, liar, dirtbag. All right,
agreed.
Fake headaches.
But no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying for your life, for your comfort of living, Urban Meyer, it's going to be hard in Jacksonville. Okay, I don't think you have grasped how difficult it is to win in the NFL. And he just is used to winning all the time. And you could go back to doing that. All right,
to college football where it's so easy to win.
Yes,
Mr. University of Texas. So easy to win in college football.
That's why I was so excited when I saw them curtains, okay? Because Urban Meyer would have fixed it. Urban Meyer beats Arkansas last weekend.
Probably, yeah. I mean, look, here's what you should be worried about is that there's lots of studies that sit there and say if you don't win a national championship in your second year or at least in the playoffs as a college football coach, like it ain't in the cards. You got to be that good.
There's a study that says that?
Nick does research.
I remember reading an article or a tweet several years ago that was like, you know, if you're not a second year, you should be able to know with your coach. But I mean, just because the USC, like, are we assuming that whoever USC hires is going to lock it down for the next whatever? I mean, I think that if everyone wants to coach at USC, he can do it at any moment he wants.
All right.
Now, that's and also, fair.
Mostly, you're right. A lot of teams would fire their coach.
His quality of life, he was.
We were going to do so.
he built a dynasty at Florida and had to retire because it was killing his heart or whatever. Like, it's not like when he wins, he's like, oh, all the stress is off my back. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm just.
We also don't know how much heat could have been on him behind the scenes when he was at Florida because of the sort of
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, well, the sort of players he was recruiting, they were always in trouble off the field. I'm sure he did his fair share, as we know, the type of person he is, sweeping things under the rug, turning a blind eye, pulling strings to keep players eligible.
Yeah, but he's just yelling at those dudes. Like, he's not the one going bail him out of jail or like bribing whoever witnesses. Like, that's an assistant coach's job.
I thought you might mean like there was a price for him on the streets.
No, he
crossed the wrong guy.
No.
Wasn't that a thing? Didn't Bill Belichick tell Aaron Hernandez to find a safe house?
Yeah, something like that. Although, I have to feel like the most hardened gang person that I can think of versus Urban Meyer. I still might put Urban Meyer as more like cutthroat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might be scared of Urban Meyer still. He doesn't look like a happy, pleasant individual.
He does, like, I could see him being the head of, like, a crime family.
Like, Urban Meyer could kill a dude, not blink.
Yeah, probably, maybe. I don't know. What do you have other NFL things you want to say? What was your hot Saints stat, Nick?
Oh, Jameis Winston had a touchdown pass travel 50 yards to the air last Sunday. Drew Brees attempted 9,421 passes for the Saints and had zero.
Never threw a ball.
Never
50
threw a
yards
ball 50
in
yards in the air.
That
wasn't
completed.
His style of game, but
oh, right. NFL's all-time leader in passing yards,
mm-hmm.
right?
For like a year or two.
Tell Brady.
Someone's going to smash it.
If not Brady Mahomes.
Yeah. What is your panic level for Rodgers and the Packers?
C plus.
So not very, you're not panicking?
Above average, isn't a C plus? A little bit above average?
No.
B minus then.
What kind of a dad answer is that? If your daughter comes
C
home.
C is average.
If your daughter comes home with straight C pluses, do you pat her on the head and be like, hey, way to be above average?
No.
I'm not worried yet because it's week one. Like I said, weird shit happens in week one with football. The Colts lost to the Jags last year in week one.
Yeah, but the MVP doesn't lose 38-3 and have 130 yards passing.
He took a double nut shot, Jason. But, I mean, look, if he comes out and stomps whoever they're playing this week.
The Lions on Monday
then
night.
Then who cares? Yeah, you're fine. I do think that it's – I mean, I was way more, if I'm a Packers fan, I'm less panicked than I was when he was hosting Jeopardy, telling me that he could do that.
Really?
That's what he's going to do a career.
Well, that's the
off-season trade demands. I'm panicking more than then.
I never believe that, and I'm never usually one who buys into the whole, he was unfocused this offseason, partying in Hawaii, Miles Teller trying to audition for Jeopardy, but is it possible
His Miles Teller friendship, that has me way more panicked.
He's off his game now. Because he doesn't care about football. He doesn't want to be there, and so he's just not going to be invested.
You could argue that maybe you should have been practicing more and you'd be ready to go, and maybe there's he's going to, like, this might be his preseason or whatever.
Is there any chance, because we've heard how like spiteful he can be or like cut people off, that he's going to throw this season because he knows no matter what he's going to Denver next year?
I mean, look, that's definitely a conspiracy that he's tanking, but what is that, just like out of spite he's going to lose? No, he's an alpha competitor. He is more inclined to want to win a Super Bowl just to say, fuck you, I'm out, than he is to tank for any reason.
Maybe he wants to get the GM fired, and then also, wherever he goes, they have to pay less for him in the trade if he looks like he's old and washed up.
Does Aaron Rodgers
seem
that?
He's playing chess while you're playing Yahtzee.
I like the idea that Jake from State Farm is the one that's like putting all this in his ears. Like, hey, you know, you really should do. Fuck that GM guy.
Fuck that GM guy.
The thing that has me worried is just that I think the Saints were literally signing cornerbacks off the street going into this game. Like, they have a bunch of injuries in their secondary and just like dominated them. Like, the Saints beating the Packers, you know, they had a huge, massive turnover on their offense. You don't know. Like, is there film to watch on Jameis Winston? It's also just like a weird thing where he throws for 112 yards but has 8,000 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Numbers might be slightly adjusted. But again, it's week one. I'm not going to panic at anything after week 1 week. It happens again. If they look that dysfunctional again, then yeah.
Right, right.
Then you try to trade
Aaron
Rodgers.
Game on Monday night. Dan Campbell, while he's a crazy man and a great soundbite, I think he's going to get those people, the team, to play hard for him. If he didn't have some sort of coaching sensibilities, that Lions team week one could have easily rolled over at 41-10 and been like, we got our ass kicked, whatever, we'll try again
that
next week.
Absolutely, the 49ers taking their foot off the gas, not the
Lions clawed their way back.
No, they did not.
Jason?
I turned that game off. I didn't watch it. I don't know what happened. I was like, there's better games to watch. And then all of a sudden I look up and I'm like, hang on. Isn't the spread 8.5? What the fuck? What's going on here? And then we went back to it. So I don't know. I mean, I think...
Look, the Lions are better than everybody's
giving
them credit for.
Dan Campbell and his rah-rah intensity, maybe. Are they better than everybody?
Yes, they're better. Everybody.
How?
When they hired him and he was talking about biting off kneecaps, everyone was like, oh my God, this team's going to 0-17. Like, they're not going to be that good. But they're also... I don't know if it's going to translate to wins. My thing with Aaron Rodgers is that their coach came out and said that, like, man, we got embarrassed. And then the reporter asked Aaron about it, and he's like, I didn't get embarrassed. I am not embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed. I'm Aaron Rodgers. And that just, again, shows, like, there's definitely a dysfunction there. And just let him go, man.
It's a crazy week in Survivor Pickland.
Bucks.
Bucks is the answer?
Yeah. At home with extra rest because they had a Thursday night game against a really bad Falcons team.
Tampa Bay hosting Atlanta, 12.5
point
favorites.
Didn't the Falcons beat them last year?
The aforementioned,
I feel like they've done that.
Green Bay-Detroit game. Little extra rest. Monday night at home, Green Bay. That's an 11-point spread. And then your future AFC South champion, Houston Texans, are 12.5 point dogs at Cleveland.
Tyrod's revenge game. He's going back there to show them they made the wrong decision by sticking with the number one overall pick.
So Houston's going to win that one.
They're going to lose, but they might cover.
We have six picks.
It's Cardinals over Vikings.
I'm tempted to spread them out on do two on each of those.
Six picks in that big?
Yeah. We decided that it's time, to stop fucking around.
You're 10K
you
buying league?
No, it's me, Chase, and Steven. It is not $10,000.
$20,000?
But yeah, we have six picks. They proposed. I'm a jerk, but they proposed looping you in, and I actually didn't know. Dave is flipping me the bird. I did not think this league is over your head financially.
I was in the league.
Oh, right. You were in the league.
How much is the buy-in?
150.
It's 150.
Yeah, hey, you want to go just on splitsies on the off chance that we last longer these
guys? It's too late now. Yeah. You have to get in from the beginning, but 150 times six. Specifically, I said Dave wants too much.
Did you just flex on me how much the cost was?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Cooper Shell, my bad.
I said, Dave, he demands too much influence, all right? And Chase is a good silent partner. Dave's going to be constantly weighing in about, I know the right answer, okay? And I already have to fight with two people about it. Now I'm going to add another one.
So
he just wants
what you're
to
saying is
there.
You don't want to invite somebody who's going to do exactly what you're currently doing.
That's correct.
Okay, just make sure.
And I will still solicit your advice. Should I pick Cleveland, Tampa Bay, or Green Bay? I think we'll do two on each. I believe you
can reuse teams, right?
No. Once you use them, and that's done. The thing is that
then you got to do more research. Yeah,
I think it's heavily likely. Yeah, you look at their future value and all that stuff, but I think it's heavily likely that all three of them will win. And yeah, I would probably be fine putting it all on Tampa Bay. As top of my head, I think their future value is not that great, although they will have another Falcons game. Carolina as well. Maybe their future value is good. But I want to build out with six picks. I want to build a big tree of different options of the future. So, like, I want to save a Tampa Bay for myself later on. I want to save a Cleveland for myself later. Okay, you don't care about that. Just because I'm a glutton for punishment. Y'all want to talk about this lady soccer thing for a second? Just for a second. Dave, did you hear this yesterday?
I heard you wanted to get fired, and I got nervous for you, so I turned it off.
That's a joke.
Thanks, Dave.
Anytime.
I don't want to watch the plane crash.
Anytime.
Just nope your way out of that.
I tease a segment saying I might get fired doing this. I'm definitely not getting fired, okay? The ones I'm going to get fired for, I don't even know. I didn't even know that was a bad idea. Yeah. If I knew to... the short version is the U.S. Soccer Federation, and I still don't understand why they have scoffed at it. They say it's just a PR move, but the U.S. Soccer Federation offered the women's national team identical contract proposal to the U.S. men's soccer team. And the
Did
U.S.
they jump at it?
No, the U.S. women's team said that it's a PR move and that we ain't falling for your bullshit.
What?
Yeah. But here's my thing, and I want to hear from you, girl dad. Stop comparing yourself to men. Okay, hold yourself to a higher standard. Why do you want the same as a man? You should want the sky should be the limit. Okay, so don't cap me at Landon Donovan. I wish I could do a more timely male soccer player reference.
Christian Pulisic.
Don't cap me at Clint Dempsey.
It's a little better.
Okay. Don't cap me at Freddie Adu.
Oh, that's bad. You went wrong. You went in reverse.
Now I don't have the
you
heart.
You ran out of gas.
I don't have the heart to do it anymore. Look, I just think that it's different sports, and so the idea of having the same deals doesn't make sense to me.
But they are the New York Yankees of women's soccer.
Right. So, I'm not saying that they should be paid less than the men. I'm not saying that they should. I'm saying that paying them exactly the same as the men is stupid. All right? Nick, should you get paid the same as Momo? She does the morning show on KGS ACL radio.
Nick's eyes say this is a trap.
I forgot that she's on air over there. I'm also a producer and a co-host, but no.
She's also
Are
like
you doing
promotions
the whole Jimmy
coordinator.
Graham, I deserve wide receiver and tight end money combined
yes.
right now
yes.
thing?
Hmm. I mean, my point was that the jobs are not similar. You're trying
right.
to draw a similar thing. The jobs of the women's soccer players and the men's soccer players are identical.
I don't think they are.
It's to go out there and play soccer and win games for our nation, and so we can wave the flag and feel good about each other. Now, look, you ask why should the people do this. I mean, the reason is that they'll stop talking about it. You offer them equal pay, whether they deserve it or not, so that you don't have this controversy over your sport.
Or just do the right thing. Pay them, give them a fair piece of whatever pie they generate.
Mm-hmm.
So if they generate a bigger pie, if the woman pie is bigger than the man pie, give them more. If the woman pie is smaller, give them less. Stop comparing yourself to the other sport, though. I brought up Momo. What's up, Momo? Always a fan.
I know why you brought her up.
Why is that?
Because you need tickets.
I don't need nothing.
I need tickets, Momo. I
Dave,
haven't heard any ACL promo.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wristbands.
Because comparing 101X's morning show to KGSR's morning show is ludicrous, okay? But they're the same thing. All right, you got the same job, is to attract listeners to the radio in the morning for Waterloo Media. Isn't it the same job? It's the same job.
So how are the two soccer things not the same job?
Because one are contested by men playing in a men's league, and the other is women playing in a totally different league.
But they're playing soccer. You run
around.
Why don't
they play together?
You kick the ball.
Why don't they play together?
Why don't you play? Why doesn't fucking Chase Young of the Washington Redskins football team go and play against a 12-year-old peewee leaguer? Because they'll fucking kill him and destroy him. Like it's
no, why, it's why, for why, the okay, same here,
no,
reason
no, no,
that
why,
we
why doesn't Manny Pacquiao fight Tyson Fury? There's weight classes for a reason. We do this all the time.
Okay,
and there's a difference in the women and the men's sports. But they're still playing the same game.
Are the weight classes paid the same?
I mean, Floyd Mayweather is the highest paid boxing person, whatever.
They take it on a case-by-case basis, all right? And depending on what your appeal is, that's what they use to pay you. They don't just say all weight classes are going to be paid the same. That would be wrong, right?
I hate it when he makes a good point on a
zing
on
no,
a point.
I hate it when he makes a point that I don't have the research to sit there and tell him differently. Because who gives a shit about the boxing weight classes and who's bringing
you
the money?
You brought it up
as an example of why you pay to counter your point of the men and the women, and then you bring another point because I countered your point, so you bring up another
you
point that I don't have a counter for
point.
You. You keep deflecting until I don't have a counter for you. That's how an asshole gets elected president for 4 years and fucks up our country. Fucking Trump over here. Just using Republican logic.
That was a lot of leaps, but he made them.
Look, again, this is it's the same as my...
Look, I have sat here and agreed with you. That's my point about the equal pay in Hollywood, is that if you have a male actor and a female actor and you are both the co-leads of the show, if you're Joey Lawrence and Melissa Joe Hart playing ABC's Family, Melissa and Joey, you're equal pay, you're equal build, you're both carrying the same load. If you're, you know, the girl who is starring in, if you're Tom Cruise's wife in Mission Impossible, those are different things. So they should not be paid the same. Now, the thing is that is determining when they are equal and all of this sorts of nature. And that's what has historically been the problem, is that if you're the woman, you get paid less because you're the woman. It doesn't matter. That's what they're fighting. And I think that it is a easy, look, God, I'm going to get into a can of worms here. Reparations. Should you pay out reparations? Do people earn? That's not for me to do it. But you know what? If it gets everybody, if it brings us closer together and it's like, hey, we did some fucked up shit to you guys. Here's our apology. Are we good now? That brings people together. And that's what U.S. soccer should be doing with this. It's like, hey, we understand you've had lots of issues with the pay scale and everything. So we're going to give you equal pay so that we can all kind of, you know, put this maybe behind us, not bury it, but just like let's move on, stop fighting, stop the bleeding, and make progress and work together instead of having the same fight over and over and over against something. And what is more important, having both of your men and women's soccer teams come together to be on the same page, to be supporters, allies, and everything, or to be right about your logical point, Jason Dick style?
Thank you for bringing it back to logic, because it's this. I'm not rooting against Casey Thompson, and I'm not rooting against the U.S. women's team getting paid. Okay, I'm rooting for logic to prevail. And if
your whole UT quarterback is so you can sit, no matter who wins, you can sit there and say I was right. What that is.
If the women are putting out a better product, generating more revenue, more eyeballs, then they deserve more money, okay? So don't settle for identical contracts.
But what you're doing is, you're ignoring the history of inequality, and you're saying, hey, you should be because you're granting them this, the fact that they should have a higher theoretical ceiling.
That's why I keep bringing this up.
Oh, wow, Jason, you're such an ally.
That's why I keep bringing this up, and that's why, because I'm not trying to be an ally, okay? I'm being an ally of logic, okay? But it's coming off, people read this as me just trying to hold the woman down, and I don't want to hold the woman down, okay? I want to lift her up higher than the man if she deserves to be higher than the man, okay? That's why I keep.
So women don't deserve to be higher than men. That's what you're saying?
I didn't say. If they do, then they deserve more. I don't know. I don't know shit about soccer. Uh-huh. All right? Something about a striker. Goal. Way to kick it in, Pele. Hey, remind me. I got one more last thing, but we got to wrap this bitch up.
It's garbage time. Here's the Dave B3.
Three topics. Dave B believes. We've missed in the course of this program.
He doesn't have three topics because he's been eating three tacos.
That was a hard left turn.
Like, he told me he's got way more. No, when you hear the sound effect, it makes sense.
I gotcha. No, I can stick it to three.
It also still doesn't.
Bigger problem for the Giants. Daniel Jones or Jason Garrett?
Daniel Jones.
I just like that you had multiple options and you're going to cut some and you left the Giants. Who gives a fuck?
NFC East.
No, Daniel Jones is the answer.
They're on the game tonight.
Jason Garrett is a good offensive coordinator.
Is he? All anyone does, the experts on Twitter, like actual people from ESPN, they get paid to talk about how.
The experts on Twitter. Okay, Nicki Minaj.
All ESPN Live does, Dan Orlovsky, Ryan Clark, they just bag about how basic, vanilla, no pre-snap motion to try and help out the quarterback, recognize coverage, things of that nature. And it's the same shit that as you, as a Cowboy fan that saw it for 8-plus years or whatever, should be like, oh yeah, he's pretty fucking awful. Maybe it's more him than it is Daniel Jones.
As a head coach?
I would take Jason Garrett back over Mike McCarthy right now. Is that a hot take?
No.
I yearn for the days of McCarthyism. Is that a problem? No, I want out of
the days of McCarthyism. You know,
that's what I wanted.
Don't let the facts run a good joke. That's
Jason
what I
Garrett
say.
Was a good offensive coordinator. Has the game passed him by? Possibly. But yeah, I mean, I just don't think Daniel Jones should have never been a first round pick. He's never played like a first round pick. And so, yeah, if you're expecting him to somehow, just because you drafted him there, attain these abilities, I think you're going to be disappointed.
He had that one game that made everybody call him Danny Dimes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, one game we're looking for.
Probably did. Yeah. Number two.
Do the Ravens make the playoffs? Because I'm starting to think the answer is no.
Okay, so who's winning the AFC North? Is it the Steelers?
No, it's the Browns.
The Browns. The Browns. Okay.
So the Browns are in. The Bills are in.
This There's fucking three wild seventh playoff team is fucking me up.
It's only one extra, but I think the West is going to end up.
We're already letting too many teams in, okay?
You didn't like six.
When there were 9 and 7 and sometimes 8 and 8 and sometimes 7 and 9 teams getting in, there were too many in. Let's see here. We can run through it real quick. Chiefs.
Chargers.
Chiefs, Browns.
Okay, let's say the Chargers are definitely in. Somebody from the AFC. And you know what? The Texans. Browns. What's the division I'm leaving
out?
Do
you have the third best Bills. AFC West team, or do you have maybe Miami? Miami might get in there.
Well, but now that's five. There's still room for two more. So I could put like the Patriots or Miami in and still need another one. It's not going to be two from the South.
I want to say that they don't make the playoffs, except Harbaugh is a really good coach and doesn't miss the playoffs. That's the only reason.
I think the question is whether you go three from the West or two from the South.
Grade this terrible Colin Cowherd-like take. Cowherd didn't say this, but I should sell it to him. Lamar Jackson is the Lamar Jackson is the James Harden of football, in that he's very good, exciting to watch, an MVP, truly.
Mm-hmm.
If he is your guy, you can't win a title.
I disagree with that.
Basically, the argument that everybody's had against him.
Against who?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but now I've included a fun analogy.
Oh, okay.
Thus making it a Cowherd take.
Hey, did you see
what
that
other
stat?
Like, obvious things can you? Defense wins championships, just like insert analogy, a Jason Dick original thought.
Did you see that stat that came out this week? Jalen Hurts has had 5 NFL starts and has already passed for 300 yards twice. Lamar Jackson has only done that once his entire career.
I would say Lamar Jackson's on a good team. And I mean, that's the problem with Lamar Jackson, is that if he's behind, can you come back? How many of these starts has Jalen Hurts won? Because I think that he's getting yards in the Dak Prescott sense of the word, and that they're always behind, and he's constantly
slinging
it.
Also, the Eagles have never been a let's pound the ball the majority of the time like the Ravens are. Their defense and running.
Number three.
Who has a better chance to finish the season on the team they are currently on?
Ooh, this is a fun one.
OBJ or Julio?
Oh, Julio is not going to be on another team.
There's already talks about the Eagles having enough assets to trade for him.
Why would Tennessee trade him?
Vrabel came out after the first game and like said Julio did some capital bold letters dumb shit. I don't even remember the penalty he had. It wasn't an impressive first game. I think it was an overreaction by whoever was writing the article. But yeah, I definitely think the Browns might be better off without OBJ when you consider the number they are paying him and the relative production to wins they get without him on the field.
Yes, he's making $15 million. Are you going to sign somebody else once you trade him?
Why would they need to? Landry's getting it done. Peoples looks really good.
Well, but you just brought up the number that they're paying him. What does it matter? I mean, he's paid.
Because you could spend it on something else.
On what? What's available right now? You're going to get Cam Newton?
Teams don't make trades in the middle of the season. So you think both of them are still on their same team at the end of the year?
Yeah.
I'm going to file that one away.
Yeah, that seems pretty likely.
OBJ.
You say he's still on the Browns?
Yeah. Just because, by all accounts, he doesn't fit in that offense and Odell Beckham Jr., and I don't see anything about Julio Jones. That's just like the Titans might suck. So let's get them to trade some things. Or
I tell you what, neither one of them's Bryan Edwards. Dave, it's Bryan Edwards, right?
Yeah. Bryan Edwards.
Dave spent a lot of capital in our Dynasty League to acquire Bryan Edwards, who had a good game on Monday night, right?
I would not say a lot of capital.
Okay.
I traded one first-round pick
because I got Fant.
I was going to say, you traded two first-round picks for Bryan Edwards and Noah Fant. And even if you – look, I'll give you a first and a one-and-a-half picks for Noah Fant. Even just a half first rounder is still way too much for Bryan Edwards.
You'll see.
Look, the people listening to the show probably don't even know who Bryan Edwards is. He's in the Terrace Marshall school of
he almost had
podcast
the winning touchdown thing in the Monday Night Football game.
Good and sweet, almost. By the way,
he was in a nationally televised
game.
Thank
you remind me not to do that again, guys, when I stop the podcast and say E-Mamily if you're listening now, and then Dave insists that I give out a prize because I got lots.
That's awesome.
Yes, I appreciate you guys listening. It was very nice. And there was one person who just emailed and said, hey, I made it 30 minutes in. I do not know who Terrace Marshall is. And I was like, no one does. Where do you think, on fantasypros.com, their composite rankings, rest of season, what receiver is Bryan Edwards? What is the receiver rank for Bryan Edwards, who almost made the game-winning play?
47, but they have him ranked too low.
47, he's too low. Hajda? Oh,
I don't care.
You're going to tell me some shit in the 80s, aren't you?
It's 58. he's just...
I fucking hate that you're laughing.
He's just behind Jalen Reagor, Sterling Shepard, Mecole Hardman, and I believe... Is Terrace Marshall Jr. a Carolina Panther?
Yes.
he's the future.
He's 54. He's just ahead of Michael Gallup, who's on IR. But no, when you guys all got him or got excited, I started putting him on my list for my other leagues, and I didn't get him anywhere because apparently the hot take jockeys out there that you guys follow, they also follow.
Well, I mean, that was mostly just there's a hole that needs to be filled in Las Vegas. Dave, can I still get Amari Cooper for a third-round pick?
Not anymore.
No, I didn't think so.
That window's closed.
I'd like to wrap on this. Good for you. Good for you, Dave.
Era.
Dad joke. Nick, are you due reparations?
For this job? Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
What do you want?
What the fuck? I just was
waiting. We had a show. There were four people on it. Two of them got rich as fuck when we were number one. One person quit, and the other person is still here, and he has no AC in his car. One of those other people is flying off to Chicago for a music festival.
I'm sitting in a middle seat to Southwest.
Oh, no!
Let's be real. Nobody's going to sit in that other seat when they see you in the middle, so you're fine.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, maybe, probably the week
after. Give me $100.
Oh, yeah, I'm on overtime next week, so I'll have to be after 6:00.